Should be
if
good.
You were tuning in earlier at noon, you heard Naya Izumi, NPR's Tiny Desk Concert winner of this year, 2018. And Naya joins us here in the hot tub today. What a treat it is to have you join us. Naya, I got to say, you're amazing. You're incredible. And I'm very happy and fortunate to be able to have you right here next to me talking to all the KLCC listeners.
Thank
How
you.
You doing?
I'm doing all right.
This is probably your first Oregon Country Fair experience as well. Is that right?
Yeah, very much. Very much.
So, what do you think?
It's a lot going on. It seems like people are having a good time.
It is. And as I hope you're having a good time as well. So, for our listeners that maybe don't really understand what the Tiny Desk Concert thing is all about, could you perhaps give us a rundown of what it is to you and how you got involved in it and maybe how it has been changing your path as a musician?
Well, for starters, I didn't really know much of what the Tiny Desk contest was until some fans of mine emailed me. It was just like, hey, you should enter this contest. And I was like, well, it's like I don't have to pay to get in it. It seems pretty cool. I like NPR. I like the Tiny Desk thing they do. A lot of my favorite artists, But anyways, a lot of my favorite artists played there. And I thought I'd do it. And I didn't know what was happening. And then next thing you know, I get an email like, hey, what can we call you? And they get a call and I'm like, oh, wow.
And it became real at that point. Were you surprised that you were chosen as the top finalist?
I was really surprised. I had to go back and live life and take care of myself. So I just completely forgot about the entry, and I was very, very surprised.
Where did you start your career in music?
Where did you begin? I started playing like when I was like 5 years old.
Oh, there you
started
go.
Making music any way I can, and I had 2 tape recorders. This was back in Georgia,
cool.
In Columbus, Georgia, where I would take 2 tape recorders and bounce them back and forth and multi-track myself. I saw my mom do it because she was a choir director, and that's how she worked with choirs. So that was how I started.
That's an inspiration, yeah.
And after
Very
Georgia,
cool.
I understand that you've been living in Los Angeles, been playing music in L.A. How long have you been in L.A. and how do you like it?
I haven't been in L.A. for too long. Just like I moved there probably 4 years ago or so, and moved there about 4 years ago. Really kind of on accident, relationship stuff, and I just went along with it and made the most of while I was there, and I'm enjoying it, finding my bearings now.
It must be a strange trip for you. Has doing the NPR Tiny Desk Concert thing, how has that changed your experience as a musician and maybe where your career's headed, and has it opened any doors or sparked any new ideas for you?
It's opened so many doors. And I feel very, very blessed for the opportunity. Taking it in the best way I can and really learning to make the most of it.
I wonder why they call it Tiny Desk. Anybody? I mean, you're definitely not doing your art behind the desk, right? You're out there with the people and bringing the music to them. And
yeah.
It's kind of a concept I have not been familiar with, even though I'm on the radio. I think it's very cool. And that they found you. So people send in your video, or you send in the video of your performance?
Yeah, you just film, just something behind a desk or with a desk in the picture.
Okay.
That was a theme.
All right.
And, that's really the main rule.
Interesting.
Well, you were talking about growing up making music in whichever way you could. Whether you have a guitar or you're just beatboxing or just humming to yourself. Where do you find inspiration for your music? What why do you do it, and who do you look up to as artists?
If I were to say that there was a specific artist, I would not be very logical. And the real logic is every single thing in my environment is an influence. There's no specific point in my life that did a lot more than what's happening right now is doing something for me. So everything that is around, I take it in, and I use this information. There's a saying, rhythm is God. Anything you break down into, to already take the speech that I was saying and loop that, the speech that I was saying. That's a beat if you loop it and just turn it into rhythm. You can start a song with that. So that's like a nice little understanding of how you can take everything in and use it as an influence. And I mean, it's kind of a new thing. I'm 34 now, and when I was younger, I kind of just knew that, sort of, but I couldn't explain it. And now that I'm older, I'm like, wow, rhythm is God.
Rhythm is God. I like that. That's very inspiring. Well, what are you currently working on? Are you working on an album? What are you up to right now with your career?
Well, I have quite a few labels' interest, and I made some demos for those prospective labels, and we're sorting out different deals and whatnot to do some stuff. It may be in the form of singles, it may be a whole album. It depends on what's going to work best, because I already have a bunch of things out on Bandcamp, which former version of myself has done, like, 10 EPs or so there, and just re-releasing more modern versions of that on more mainstream platforms.
So for our listeners, if you are interested in Naya Izumi, you can find his music on Bandcamp. And where else can we find your music?
It's nayaizumi.bandcamp.com, and there's also the Tiny Desk version of Soft Spoken is on iTunes and Spotify.
And that's an amazing track, and that's the one that you submitted to the Tiny Desk concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Yes, we're talking to Naya Izumi, the winner of the Tiny Desk concert, Tiny Desk contest. Over 5,000 entries, and you got it, which is very cool. And you came to Country Fair, which has got to be different, yeah?
it's pretty familiar.
It's not L.A.
I mean, where I grew up back in Columbus, Georgia, we had like a little small group of people, and we would do very small versions of this. So it's like it's like a way, way bigger version of that.
Yeah, this thing's been going on for, next year it'll be 50 years.
Wow.
That this has been happening, so that's miraculous.
Amazing. And it likely started as a smaller event, kind of like the one you're talking about.
Great.
Kept going.
So, were you familiar with NPR much before you entered this contest?
Nothing other than like the new stuff and occasional artists that they were bringing us on their YouTube channel. I didn't know there was like a contest or anything. Mm-hmm. Associated with that on the side.
So there are over 5,000 entries this year, I understand.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
And so my understanding is that one winner is named, and that's you, and then some other top finalists, some other of the NPR staff's favorites, are invited to do a small tour across the United States. Have you been participating in that?
Yeah, I did the whole tour. Apparently this is the first year that they brought the winner on the whole tour. And it's been really lovely. A lot of really amazing places, a lot of really amazing people. And it's been really cool to integrate with the other artists who, won in different cities. And some really killer talent. Like, I'm definitely very humbled to have been considered. Very, very much.
What's life like on the road?
I don't really know how to describe it. I'm kind of used to it at this point. And I've been touring for such a long time that I've never done my own stuff. So it's really not too much different. So I'm pretty used to it.
when you've toured in the past, were you playing with other musicians, playing their music, or doing covers?
I was a session bass player, sometimes session guitar or percussion stuff.
You play guitar, clearly, very well. Very well. In the bass guitar and drums, do you play anything else?
Keyboard, a little bit. I mean, once you understand general concepts of music, it's just a matter of learning how to use your body to control that instrument.
Well, you have a very fluid sound. I really enjoy your sound a lot. I'm interested, are there any themes, is there any sort of message that you really want to come through in your music?
Really just change yourself first and the world will respond to it. Mm.
So what is your guitar setup like when you perform?
I have different performances that I do, just different tiers of performances. Sometimes I do things solo, and that'll be just my jazz master. People know me about my jazz master, my Fender jazz master. Yeah. And it has a product called Little Thunder in it, and it basically takes the lowest two or three strings, and you can either prioritize that note, and it delivers a synth sound of that same note of whatever you're hitting, and you can sort of simulate having it, not sort of, but actually literally, it's very present, amazing bass sounds. And sometimes I track demos with that when I don't have a bass. It's such an amazing product. And so there's that, and then I'll either use Fractal Audio I'll use it direct because it's easy to fly with. I can put it in a suitcase, check it, done. And take it everywhere with me, have my sounds.
And so you're on tour now besides this? Where do you go next?
I go to, there's a Chicago.
Okay. Another festival or?
Oh yeah, there's also the Lone Bellow tour.
The which? I'm sorry.
Lone Bellow.
Okay, thank you.
And there's a couple, so many dates with that. You can find that on my Bands in Town. Naya Izumi, I think stop Bands in Town, but okay. You can just search Naya Izumi on Bands in Town.
If you didn't catch Naya today at noon, he will have another performance tomorrow. That's Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Shady Grove stage.
Oh, nice.
So you
very
still
good.
Have another chance to catch me. If you're going to come out to fair tomorrow, make sure you stop by Shady Grove stage and see Naya Izumi, because he's pretty incredible, and we're very fortunate to have him join us here in the hot tub today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Really. And congratulations on your win, your contest win.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right.